Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Before we leave number 7, the longest chapter in the book, I'd like to pose a question. Is one word missing? It may be that the Lord left it out on purpose. If so, why? In the lengthy description of the dedication gifts for the altar from the 12 tribal leaders, each one seems to be identical, with one exception. I'm sure you've stared at one of those parallel pictures with the question overhead, "What's different?" After close examination, you eventually see the artist has fudged the tiniest details to keep you guessing. Well, I won't keep you guessing here. The difference is found right near the beginning, in verse 12. Every other description of the gifts given in number 7, verses 12 to 83, read as follows. Quote, on the 2nd through the 12th day, then the person's name, the leader, actually the Hebrew is nasi, meaning prince, of, and then the name of the tribe, presented. Thus it reads for all the others. But the first tribe mentioned is Judah, the royal tribe, the tribe to which our Lord was born. For this tribe, the word Nasi is missing. It simply says that, quote, the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah, verse 12. Of course, they are collectively called princes in verse 2. But it may be that God was reserving the title of Prince of Judah for his well-beloved son. On the day that, quote, every eye shall see him, Revelation 1:7, he is declared to be, quote, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, verses 5 and 6. As the faithful witness, he is first in the truth he has revealed. As the first begotten, he is first in the triumph he has won. As the prince of the kings of the earth, he is first in the tribute he has earned. Hail to the King of Kings!
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.